Travel Diaries, episode 107.
Yep. And where are we heading to today?
Memphis.
The night before in Nashville, the Uber driver was like, I am not going to Memphis. And I'm like, why? And do you remember why?
I think she just, like, all of her, like, friends and family just told her not to go there.
And then I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, what did I get Kelly and I into? It was 4:30 a.m.
And our Greyhound was at, what, like, 6:50 or something? Like, where it departs. And we have to be there, like, 30 minutes before.
Yeah. And I just finished eating a hot dog at the hot dog stand in Nashville. And I remember just getting home, getting back to the hotel at 4:30 a.m. And I'm like, I'll have to set my alarm for 5:30.
Yeah.
So
the alarm goes off.
Ding, ding, ding.
I heard it, yeah. And then we actually went back to sleep.
Did we?
Yeah. We did. We woke up again at, I think it was 6.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we woke up and then...
You were like, Kelly, and I'm like, yeah. You're like, should we go? And I look at the time, 6 a.m. Yeah.
Because the night before, I was like, we were on vacation. We could sleep later on or on the Greyhound.
Yeah.
So...
I thought I was pretty packed.
Yeah, she was not packed. So we had like... How long did we have? Like 10 minutes?
Basically.
And I had to make sure that... I didn't leave anything on my broken pull-out couch. Yeah. It was like a movie. We were, like, on the run.
I know. There was, like, crap everywhere, trying to pack everything. We had last night's makeup still on.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we look good.
Yeah, right?
For 1 hour of sleep, our makeup stayed on well.
We're like, we should do this more often. No.
But... Yeah. We didn't shower or anything. All right.
And I called the Uber, and of course we get an Uber who had, like, back injury. And we were so tired, we couldn't even, like, we're struggling to, like, carry our luggage into, like, the trunk.
Right.
And he couldn't help us because he was explaining to us how he had a big back injury, and he was saying a lot. And we were so tired and didn't really care at that point, but yeah. I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah. Do you remember his name?
No.
Okay. The Uber drove up to the Nashville Greyhound, and Kelly was really tired, so she didn't really...
I didn't look around or notice anything.
There was two gentlemen that opened the door for us, and I don't think they worked there.
Oh, I thought they did. I was like, oh, that's nice, thanks. No, they don't. And the security guy asked for our tickets and was... like, shocked how late we were. It was like, you guys made it.
But we waited for, like, a while.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. But I was tired, and I just found an empty seat and sat down.
Yeah, but before we got into the Greyhound, did you see how I took my suitcase out? I was having such a hard time. I went to grab my suitcase, and I was trying to be normal because there's a lot of, like, people outside.
Yeah.
And I, like, somehow, like, had... And somehow it just, like, stood straight up there. It was so heavy that I had it, like, right up in the air. I dropped
it. I remember that, actually.
The way I held it, it was like a Superman.
Yeah, I sat down. And I was like, why isn't Elisa sitting down? But I was so tired. I was just in my own zone in business. I didn't look anywhere. I just like...
And she was sitting down next to this guy that looked like he was sleeping there for like a few days. And... there wasn't anywhere for me to sit unless I sat in another aisle, so I just stood. But I was looking around. I was keeping a watch out. There is this guy. The way he was walking, it looked like he was ready to, like, beat someone up. And then there was another girl walking around with a hospital bracelet. where I was standing, it, like, it formed a line anyways.
Yeah.
So we were, like, in line. And then there was a couple from Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
That were near us. We got on the Greyhound, and the driver was older and liked to talk. He was threatening the people playing music out loud. If they don't shut it off, they will get kicked off.
Or, like, we'll take your phone.
Mm-hmm. One yelled back saying her boyfriend sent this song and she needs to listen out loud with no headphone. Another person asked, how long is it going to take? And we weren't even pulling out yet.
Oh my God.
I was in the aisle seat and Kelly was in the near the window.
The first thing I did was put on my seatbelt and you were laughing at me.
Oh yeah, I was like, who puts on a seatbelt on the Greyhound?
Well, I thought it'd be a good headrest.
Yeah.
And it was.
Actually, I was just scared, like, if someone had a knife, I'd be able to run.
Well, cut my seatbelt off.
I was in the aisle, and I could not sleep. Because I was watching over Kelly while she was sleeping, just to make sure we didn't get murdered. Anyways. Oh, you're welcome. Anyways, throughout the trip, the driver would get mad at people and then apologize. And then he would explain why he was mad.
Yeah, in the PA announcement thingy, the speakers, so it was kind of loud. When
he was actually, like, really nice.
Yeah, I felt safe knowing he was there.
But there was, like, quite a few people playing their music out loud. They didn't have, like...
Headphones.
And they made it sound like they needed to hear that song right away.
Yeah, they played pretty loud, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we stopped in Jackson, Tennessee. I was really excited, even though I just saw the gas station.
Oh, yeah. You're showing your family.
Yeah, I took a picture, and I'm like, I'm in Jackson, Tennessee, and my brother's like, cool. And I was really excited because there is a song that Johnny Cash sings with June Carter, and it's one of my favorite songs.
What is it?
Jackson. Oh. The driver pointed out a very big church when we arrived in Memphis. He told us a story, but I don't remember.
I just remember someone yelling out, is the pastor alive or something?
Or no. The one with the hospital bracelet was like, what did they do? And then the driver was like, I don't know. And then the girl with the bracelet was like, you should know your own people.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit.
We arrived at the Greyhound in Memphis, and we were probably the fastest to get off that Greyhound.
I was like, nobody better take our luggage.
Yeah, even at the gas station, Jackson, because they were allowed to, like, go out and take a break. I was watching that girl with the bracelet, and I was like, she better not take my luggage. There's a lot of shit in there.
And I had my AirTag on my luggage, so staring at it, I was like, Kate's still here with us.
Yeah. And I was like, if I see her with my luggage, I'm gonna run out there.
Yeah.
We took an Uber. Okay, so before we took the Uber, backtrack to the night before in Nashville, in the Uber, where the Uber driver was like, be very careful of Memphis.
Download the security feature, whatever.
To get the PIN. So... we were all ready. We got the Uber. We saw the car. It was like a black car with no license plate. And then we go sit in. And then I'm like, Kelly.
We didn't even check if this is the right driver.
We could have got murdered.
Nobody even asked us, like, what's the PIN? We didn't even, like, talk to him. We just opened the trunk and put our luggage in and sat in the car.
We could have, like, just drove away with our luggage. Yeah.
But I looked at the license plate and, like, the make of the car.
So we sat down and we're like, oh, we need to be more careful.
We were like, great start. I was trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
So it's like...
yeah. Yeah, so you say a PIN before you get in, but yeah.
That doesn't even benefit us.
It doesn't. It actually benefits them.
Yeah.
We arrived at Arrive Memphis, our hotel.
Very nice hotel.
Very nice. Beautiful. Highly recommend it. The staff were great. The lobby, the retro furniture was really cool. The coffee shop, the bar, all the decor in the room and everywhere. Our room was amazing. I think it beat our lovely David Hotel in Montreal. What do you think?
I think so too.
And I didn't think anything could beat that.
Yeah, no. I just liked how the cafe was like connected with the lobby. It was like the same reception. Yeah.
If you want us happy, have coffee in the lobby.
Yeah.
In the morning.
It was nice. We were overtired as always. And so that's when we laugh at everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to a cafe. What was it called?
Oh, yeah.
What was it called?
We went to the cafe before we got into the room.
Yeah.
It was the Garden Cafe.
For brunch, yeah.
It was recommended. It was across the street. And then I saw this hotel from far away. Remember? And I was like, that hotel sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. It turned out to be, we'll get there later on in the episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the whole time in the brunch place, I was just like laughing at everything. I was trying to be cool.
Yeah, every time we try and be cool, it does not work. We're there. I ordered a...
We had a salmon thing.
And you Benedict.
Had salmon Benedict, and you had your grits again.
Oh, and it was a lot better in Memphis. I wanted a hot coffee, but it tasted like hot chocolate.
It looked really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I had a coffee.
What did you have in it?
Nothing.
Just regular?
Just a regular black coffee.
Okay, yeah. I usually get no cream, no sugar when I go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Americano. They ain't no bitch. But when I go to like other places, I feel like the coffee isn't good, just regular.
Mine was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, oh, we have these special beans. And I was like, okay, cool, I'll try it.
He was cool. It was his first day, this guy. Aw.
What happened with the machine?
Oh my god. Okay, so actually we needed help from like a waiter came by and he's like, are you okay? Because we were waiting to, like, get paid. And then he was like, who's your waiter? And then we looked. And then the guy gave us, like, eye contact. So he came by. And he brought over the machine. And it was his first day. And I guess he has never worked with, a pin pad machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how to work a pin pad machine.
Yeah.
And it was really cute because he was nervous. And he was handing it over but not fully giving it to me.
He was just holding it the whole time.
He was just holding it, and it said like we were at the tip option, and he was just holding it in front of my face, like not even in front of my face.
No, just like in front of him, but facing you.
Yeah, and he didn't know what to do. He's like, sorry, it's my first day. I'm like, it's okay. Like, so I looked over and it said tip. So he was holding it and he wasn't giving it to me. So I just like pressed the tip.
Yeah.
Oh. And
and we're like, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, because he was trying, and I felt like I could have.
Yeah, the manager didn't even like show him what to do.
I wanted to show him what to do, but I'm like, I'm not working right now. I'm on vacation.
Yeah,
and so I was just like, oh yeah, we both were like, you're doing a great job, and he was like, thank you so much. Come back anytime.
We didn't.
Not on purpose.
No, we didn't have time.
Yeah.
But we would have.
Yeah. So shout out to the Garden Brunch.
Yeah. And then it was time for us to... Our room was ready or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we got free drinks.
Did we?
She was like, we have complimentary...
Oh, yeah.
Drink. Like, pick your poison.
Dude, go stay at the Arrive Hotel in Memphis. Yeah. It's a really good hotel. Like, yeah, the retro furniture, the people working there, the staff, they're so nice.
Yeah.
And
Elisa, we were so overtired. Remember we were so excited to see our room, and we walked in. We're like, this is so nice. And then I still see, like, the bed is not made. There's, like, garbage everywhere.
You just ruined the shout out to the hotel.
Sorry.
Anyways, they gave us a used room.
It wasn't cleaned yet.
But luckily, they got us as a customer because we're nice people.
We just kept laughing out in the hallway. And you're like, let's take pictures. What if our other room isn't as nice?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking like, oh, it's a nice view. Take a picture of the view in case we don't see that one.
Yeah.
And then, so they were like really sorry. They apologized a few times. And then they gave us a room right away. You know what's cool about the room?
What?
If you're like busy, mm-hmm. you like press a button from the inside and then it lights up. Or you're not busy, but do not disturb.
The do not disturb.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
All right.
Yeah, we were in the room. And first we thought, oh, I was like, oh, great, the shower's not covered again. But you went to the washroom and then I started sliding things. And I was like, it covers. It, like, makes a bathroom.
Yeah, we were relieved to have a blocking of our vision of our shower time.
Yeah. We can, like, instead of laying in bed facing the other way, we can actually, like, do other things while someone's getting showered.
Yeah. But it was, yeah, a really nice view. And the view actually reminded me of Liverpool.
Oh, yeah?
England.
Oh, cool.
And that little cute, what was it, Bluetooth speaker?
Oh, yeah.
It was like a little guitar amp. And then I took a picture and showed my family. I'm like, I really want this. And then they were like, you can get it at London Drugs. Yeah, so I'm going to check. All right. And what did we end up getting to drink? We had like a...
It was some sort of seltzer, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we drank that while we got ready. And then we walked to Beale Street from our hotel. It was maybe like 5 blocks.
Yeah, we were walking in Memphis.
Oh, yeah, by the way, like, I kept playing that song.
Yeah.
I never really listened to it before, but
yeah,
we're in Memphis, so.
I just remembered we were walking, and we walked by the store, and these ladies were on the couch eating, like, a popsicle. Yeah. And we're like, hi. And then we had to pass them again because we went the wrong way, and I was like, wrong way. They laughed.
And they were like, she was the owner of the shop. She was just outside on the sidewalk on a bench eating a popsicle, but she owned the shop. She was really friendly. We walked to a few shops and we went to a museum by donation. It was Withers Collection Museum and Gallery. Ernest Withers had about 1.8 million photographs. He captured some of the most iconic images of the civil rights era. His interest of photography began in 8th grade, and for over 60 years he was taking pictures.
It was pretty cool. There were these kids there too.
they were so cute.
They kept trying to, like, they were chasing each other and, like, playing games, and then all of a sudden they started, like, popping out to try to scare me. Mm-hmm. And I went into one of these rooms and she was like, you're not allowed to be in here. And then 2 seconds later, she laughs. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the photography, but you were playing with the kids. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, he took pictures of Martin Luther King mm-hmm. and a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
We walked over to Sullivan's to grab food, barbecue nachos. That was my first time having barbecue nachos.
Oh, that was so good.
Oh my God, guys.
Yeah.
It was good. And we ordered oysters.
Yeah. They were delicious.
And then the sun was shining. The singer was singing.
Yeah. I gave it to
it. He asked, where are we from? And then two other groups were there. There was goats in the background. Why were they there?
I don't know.
Oh, man. We then walked to a bar. It was King Jerry Lawler's Hall of Fame Bar and Grill, lifelong Memphian. Band was good, they sang, obviously.
Yeah.
Why did I put that? It was very quiet on Beale Street, so that bar was closing for the day. We walked down to the Tin Roof, I like the band right away since they started off with Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line.
Yeah.
We were the only ones in the bar, so we sat closer because I thought, well, we might as well.
Yeah, and we opened a bar tab.
Mm-hmm. You put your...
Oh, my credit card.
You put your credit card in the
Z. In the Z section, because my last name starts with a Z. And he was like, this is my first time putting a card here. And I was like, not many Asians here, hey?
Yeah.
He didn't find that funny.
I thought it was funny.
Me too. I was like, well, where are they?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool to see a live performance and we're the only ones there.
Yeah.
It was like our own concert.
It was. It was pretty cool, yeah.
They were really good.
They were good, yeah. But we like actually couldn't leave at all because we felt bad.
And then Nancy came.
Oh, yeah. We met some Canadians.
Oh, yeah. They're Canadian.
Yeah. We went to talk to them. It was like her birthday. This sweet little old lady.
We like went over and gave her a hug.
Yeah.
She was this little old lady, curly white hair. And it was her birthday. And she was like having the time of her life. She was on the dance floor. She had a birthday tiara.
She was dancing. And I was like, I'm going to go dance with her. It's her birthday.
Yeah.
So I did. Yeah, there was no one else in there. So I thought, you know, give Nancy some love.
Give Nancy the time of her life. And I filmed it.
Yeah. Yeah. I had her hands and we were like dancing.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's on camera. If you want to see it, let me know.
Yeah.
But, oh God, where is she from, Ontario?
Yeah.
I feel like everywhere we travel, people are from Ontario.
No one's from Vancouver.
Not a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Nancy, she went to Graceland that day.
She was telling us it was the best time that she's ever had.
Aww.
So like, yeah, it got us excited.
When I saw like how happy she was,
right?
I needed to give her a hug.
Yeah.
And then I like put the story up of her and then I showed her. Yeah. I'm like, Nancy, you're famous. It was really cute. She was laughing.
Yeah.
And then after, we were there for 3 hours.
Holy shit.
3 hours.
Yeah.
We went to the bar and then one of the band members' girlfriend showed up near the bar. She was really nice.
Yeah. She recognized your podcast.
She said she has seen my podcast pop up on Spotify before because she listens to Call Her Daddy. And she mentioned like we were funny, so she's like, she was going to check it out.
That's cool.
That like made my night.
Yeah, you're like, wow, someone recognized my logo.
Shout out to Dave Jokes. He was like, have you ever been recognized before? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, one day I want to be like recognized on the street.
Yeah.
I was recognized in Tennessee.
In a bar.
In a bar in Tennessee. That's crazy. So yeah, shout out to her. I don't remember her name.
Me neither.
But if you're listening,
shout out to you.
We love you. Yeah. There was a cop at the entrance and his relative was a singer.
They all sing.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. You got your own personal concert in front of the door.
It was mine?
Yeah.
Not yours?
They were singing. Oh, mine too, I guess. I was like, are you gonna join in too? The one I was standing next to, and then he did.
Oh, the owner or whatever.
Yeah.
He was, yeah. And then we're walking. We're like, oh, we should walk home.
Yeah.
And then there was the cop car, and there was 3 cops.
They looked just like models, just like standing by a cop car. So, of course.
All right.
I had to say hello.
We're walking by a cop car. And, you know, when you see a cop car downtown, you're like, oh.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what, who they, like...
Are they even real cops?
Yeah. I didn't even know what to say. But there was 3 guys standing at the cop car. It looked like they were posing for a calendar.
Yeah. It did.
And of course, we had to stop and tell them.
Yeah.
I think they liked it.
They were like, this has never happened to us before,
they,
or something.
They said that?
Yeah.
I'm actually, like, surprised because...
Yeah.
They were, like, calendar people.
Yeah.
But I gave them my podcast sticker, and that was it.
Yeah. I was actually really tired.
So we kept walking home.
Yeah.
We walked from Beale Street to the hotel, but on the way we saw another cop, and I had to stop him. And I was like, thank you for protecting us.
Yeah, he liked it.
Yeah. I don't know why Kelly thought that was funny.
I don't know.
Were they protecting us or the...
I have no idea.
Protecting people from us. Oh, we got home. And we were okay. We were at the hotel. We made it. And nothing sketchy happened. Oh, I was really frustrated because I should have took money out. Like American money out.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't have any, so I was like, okay, I'll just pay you back.
Oh yeah, I was tipping everyone.
Yeah. And then this like homeless guy came up, and I wasn't mad at him.
Yeah.
But when we were walking, I'm like, oh, Kelly, be careful, there's someone here.
He was asking for money. What did you say?
What did I say? I said I have nothing. And I was actually more frustrated about how I had nothing.
Yes.
And he just like left me alone. Yeah,
that's good. Like,
it's like when you see a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I think you're supposed to like
be bigger.
Either be bigger or act dead.
Yeah.
Which one?
I think be bigger and be loud.
Like, you know, but I've read that you have to act dead.
So it'd be just like automatically start. Just lay on the floor?
Yeah.
And sleep?
Hold on.
They'd walk away? What if they, like, sniff
what
us?
What do you do when you see a bear? Never run from a bear. Don't approach a bear. Just quietly move away and leave the area. However, if a black bear does approach you, make yourself look big. Make loud noises, clap your hands, and continue to back away. That's what I did when he was asking me
you were big
for money.
And clapping your hands and walked away.
I didn't even mean to do that.
Yeah.
I was just really frustrated that I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
Or cash. That night, we went back to the hotel, and I was staring at the snack bar that was right next to my bed, and I did not touch it.
You almost did. You wanted those peanuts?
Reese's. There was peanut butter cups, caramel popcorn, toffee, licorice, more chocolate, and Swedish fish, which I do not like, and champagne and beer. The next morning, we Ubered to Graceland, about 20 minutes from our hotel. Driver was really nice. He suggested a barbecue place.
Yeah. And you couldn't understand him.
I didn't. And he laughed.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
He had an accent.
Yeah.
But, like, I understood. But I was just like, it was funny because you didn't. And I just wanted you to keep going. Keep asking, what did you say?
And that's how our friendship is.
Yeah.
And then we arrived at Graceland. And John Stamos was from Full House guided the audio tour. We took a shuttle to the house across the street. First was the living room with the stained glass peacock. Elvis had custom made 15-inch couches and coffee table. White couches, blue drapes, and carpet, or in white carpet. Elvis added mirrors to the walls to make it appear more spacious. The grand piano was used for gatherings and sometimes alone time. His parents' room was down the hall. The chandelier with purple bedding and poodle wallpaper in the bathroom. There was a staircase up to Elvis's bedroom, which like no one can enter. And there was a dining room on the left with blue and gold drapery. there was a kitchen after that, and someone was always on duty where he would always have them cook Southern cooking. The colors in the kitchen were harvest gold and avocado green. That was the trend when it was last redecorated. The TV room downstairs was very big. It had an L couch with white and yellow pillows. Elvis's personal record collection was there. He loved Southern gospel music. There was a yellow bar and soda fountain. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do, but your notes are so detailed. I was just gonna say, he has a very, very nice house.
Yeah.
That's only like $300,000.
Yeah.
When he bought it.
The pool room was cool with fabric on the walls and ceiling. There was more than 300 yards that were pleated. We walked back up to the stairs with green carpet on the walls to the jungle room. There was a built-in rock waterfall, green shag carpet, lacquered wood furniture, and different like plants. And he called it the den. It was called the jungle room in 1982 when it was open to the public. It reminded him of his time in Hawaii. On his grave, it said TCB, which was his logo with the lightning bolt. The TCB means taking care of business. It was on his grave. I almost started crying reading his grave. His dad wrote a whole message, and he put like God saw that he needed some rest and called him home to be with him. I was just really thankful that I was there, that I got to see that, and yeah, it was nice. We saw his cars and motorcycles, and my favorite was the pink Cadillac. Oh,
love that car.
Right?
So nice, yeah.
Really cute. We went inside two of his airplanes, and there was a butterfly that came out, and it scared you.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was really cool. I'm like, where did this butterfly come from? But yeah, even if you're not into Elvis, you should go.
Yeah, I am not so into Elvis, and I really enjoyed it. It was actually one of my favorite experiences on this trip.
And I didn't know much about Elvis before I went, but I got more into Elvis after going to his house.
Yeah. And then we went to the barbecue place that the Uber driver recommended, right?
Yeah. Oh, we went back and went into the airplanes owned by Elvis.
Everything on that plane was like gold plated, made out of real gold. Even the seatbelt.
The belt buckle.
Yeah.
The green couches, chairs. There was a dinner table where Lisa Marie had her like birthday party in the air when she was little.
Cute.
Yeah, it was pretty cool being there. Yeah, we went to the A&R barbecue.
Yeah,
the logo was anyone can put the heat to the meat, but only a few can barbecue,
and they did.
We ate really fast, but it was really good.
Yeah,
but we wanted to get to the Sun Records before it closed down, and that's where the Million Dollar Quartet, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, and Elvis Presley recorded.
Our Uber driver was fun.
Oh yeah, he was fun.
Yeah. He was so bored the whole day.
Yeah, because we were like, how are you? And he's like, I'm okay.
Yeah, and we made his day, I guess.
Yeah, he said that. And then we got to the Sun Records. He's like, why don't you, I'll wait out here and you go find out if you can get a ticket or not.
Yeah, because we didn't book anything, so we weren't really sure what we were gonna do.
Yeah, and so I went in and they said we can go in 10 minutes. So I went out and I was like, I want to go give him a sticker. So I gave him a podcast sticker, and then so I gave him 5 stars, and then he said he would listen to the podcast.
Yeah, so shout out to you.
Yeah, I forgot his name too.
Me too.
But the Sun Records, it was really fun. Elvis came down and wanted to hang out. And then Carl Perkins called Johnny Cash to come down since Elvis was there. They ended up playing for 5 hours straight, some gospel songs too. They had no idea it was being recorded. Apparently it's on YouTube. So they like sang in that studio. They recorded That's All Right Mama from Elvis Presley and I Walk the Line. And do you remember the ex?
Yeah, that girl was standing there.
And that's where Johnny Cash would record his music. And Bob, one day, Bob Dylan walked into the Sun Records without buying a ticket and kissed the X mark on the floor where Johnny Cash had recorded his music. And then he left. He didn't ask for permission. But where was the best coffee?
At the Sun Records studio.
God, it the was really good.
Yeah, it was so good. Bought a bag.
I bought a bag too. It was so good. Mm-hmm. After that, we took an Uber back. Oh, we put a sticker outside. And shout out to Shaky from Get Judged Podcast. 2 weeks later, he went to Sun Records in Memphis, and he's from Canada, and he took a picture with my sticker. So, yeah, cool. Shout out. Shout out, Shaky. Get Judged. Go listen to them. We're done our tour of the Sun Records. And we're about to walk out after, like, we went through. And then we're like, hey, how did you like the Greyhound? And we're like, what? And it was our Irish friends from the Greyhound station.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God. And then we're like, it was a little scary. And they were like laughing. We took an Uber. I gave him the wrong directions.
He was like, we're here. And I look over.
It was the healthcare center.
I'm like, what?
And I'm like, oh shit. And he's like, it's okay. He was really nice. And then we ended up at the hotel. We got ready. Even though we had A&R barbecue, we went back to the hotel.
And we went for more barbecue.
And we walked down the street to go to Central Barbecue. But on the way, there was this motel that looked familiar. Mm-hmm. So Lorraine. I was like, we should check out the Lorraine Hotel. We should check out the Lorraine Motel. And then we realized it was where Martin Luther King was assassinated. Dude, it was like a weird feeling to be there. Martin Luther King Jr., January 15th, 1929 to April 4th, 1968. Room 306, he was outside and he got shot. And I knew I recognized the Lorraine Motel.
Yeah.
On April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood on the balcony in front of Room 306 discussing that evening's sanitation strike meeting with AIDS. King requested his favorite spiritual Precious Lord be played that night. Those were some of the last words King would speak. At 6:01 p.m., a bullet streaked across Mulberry Street. Official investigations concluded that the bullet that felled King was fired from a window in the boarding house behind you. King was rushed to St. Joseph Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at 7:05 p.m. As they learned about Dr. King's death, Black Memphians grieved together and honored the slain leader at the Lorraine Motel. And that was on the sign in front of room 306. There's a big wreath, and there's two, like, it looks like Cadillac cars. And then on the Lorraine Motel sign, it says, I have a dream, MLK. A block away was the
Central Barbecue.
And
we saw our Irish friends there again.
So we walked down to Central Barbecue because it was requested by
Phil.
Was it Phil?
It was Phil.
And didn't someone... Okay. Yeah. Phil. Everybody feel Phil. He went to Essential Barbecue. And we went there and it was awesome. We decided to walk down to Beale Street. There is these people on scooters. Three guys. They're from Covington.
How did you remember that?
I wrote it down.
They came out of nowhere.
They came out of nowhere. Usually people are scared, but Kelly and I are weird and...
We're so chill. Like, hello.
We're, like, welcoming them. Yeah. Not, like, in a...
No, we're just, like, friendly. Just having a conversation.
We're friendly whatever. And careful.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we had any, like, bad vibes,
We'd run. Yeah. But it was funny because I saw a cop car and I was like, hey, look, it's our friends. That's just as a joke. And then they're like, oh, shit, they're friends with the cops. And they, like, scooted away.
Yeah, but then they came back.
Yeah.
And then we saw our Irish friends from the Greyhound.
Yeah. Like, we're not following you, I swear.
But they were looking back because they're like, oh, there's these, like, people on scooters.
Yeah.
And then there's two
Canadians. They were scared. They're Canadians. Walking fast.
They were, like, scared, but we're like, oh, no, they're good. And then we walked down to Beale Street. Any of the bars that we went into, they would ask, are we together or separate?
And Elisa would just say, we're paying together, but we're not together. And someone found that so funny.
Yeah. And we went to another bar. I forgot the name. That bar that the bartenders thought we were, like, really funny. They didn't want us to go leave. We saw our cop friends. And they still had my podcast sticker on their cop car. They've been driving around all day with the Bombtastic sticker. And also one of them put a sticker up on the post.
And he made sure it was there.
Yeah, he made sure it was in there. And I was like, that'd be funny if you like pointed your gun at the sticker. He's like, I'll point my baton. Yeah. And then I took a picture with it. We're like, it's okay if we get like a ride home.
Yeah.
So the police gave us a ride home.
Just nice. We didn't have to walk.
Yeah, we didn't have to Uber. It saved us a few dollars. But yeah, it was a fun time.
Mm-hmm. We survived Memphis.
Oh yeah. And then in the morning we went to the arcade restaurant.
Yeah.
And we ended up at the Elvis booth. It was pretty cool to sit at the booth where Elvis sat.
Yeah, it's like, we didn't even know. Like, she was like, you can sit anywhere. And then I just had this weird feeling to go towards that booth.
Elvis told her.
Yeah, I guess so. And we just saw a picture of Elvis on the booth. And we were like, excuse me, is this, like, where Elvis sat? And she was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we had no idea.
And we went to, like, some handmade store, and we bought a bunch of...
Handmade stuff.
Yeah. And then I wore a skirt on the plane, and by the way, everyone, it's really comfortable. Yeah.
Recommend. Wear a skirt.
Wear a skirt on the plane. You can, like, do whatever you want there. Yeah. Like, put your leg left, right, over, doesn't open. Matter. Doesn't matter. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good night. Oh, shout out to What Can Go Wrong Podcast and Chicanoish. They always give a big shout out. And shout out to Jonathan Rios because he ordered some bath bomb.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to send him some chocolate. And it will melt. So remember, Jonathan, to put them in the freezer. In Arizona. Okay, thank you.
Peace out.